Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
We cannot tell you what we've been through trying to record this podcast, but we have to say an absolute thank you. I've been saying absolute a lot.
Hearty thank you to our sponsors.
I have to phase that out. Yeah, we have to say thank you to our sustaining donors, Jim Prosser and Anonymous, who just give us money no matter what the fuck
and
is going
on. That's not Anonymous, the political... anti-political group. It's Anonymous.
The anti-political group. Okay. And we have to say thank you to them. Thank you to all our donors. And if you want to donate, you can go ahead and go to congratulationspinetree.com and hit that red donate button.
Donate. And then I also wanted to say reunited.
And it feels so good.
Reunited because we understood there's one perfect fit and sugar.
The first time we've recorded physically together in quite some time.
It's sometimes called
touching butts.
We're not actually touching butts.
The truth is, Maysoon, I don't want to be touching butts.
Why?
I'm not into butt stuff.
I like butts.
I'll look at a butt. But
I think butts are really an interesting part of the
Maysoon. I'm saying I don't want anything going anywhere near my.
Oh my God, Kate, we can't put that on there.
I'll beep it.
You just can't.
I'll beep it.
Speaking of butthole, I learned about a graphic design group called Butthole, and I made the mistake of Google searching
just
butthole design, and I was like, oh no, bad idea.
What was the, did you see some buttholes?
Well, it was. I didn't click on any links, so I was like, oh, actually, this is a bad idea. But I did see some preludes to buttholes.
Look here, Maysoon. It is going to be my birthday.
And it was my work computer, so I really had to, like, back
away. That explains a lot. Maysoon, it's going to be my birthday on August
31st.
You forgot how many days are in August, I think.
I did.
And sure enough, I think in this next year of my life, I'd like to really work on you and your sex positivity.
Who, me? Yeah. What do you mean?
Like, if you see some buttholes.
Are you trying to say I don't like sex? Or I'm against sex?
Just that you're so scandalized by...
But that's just me being a prude. I don't care what everyone does.
No, I know, but I want you to not be a prude. Well, I want you to see, like...
What am I going
to
do if I'm not a prude? What does that mean?
I mean, it's gonna be a whole different person. Maybe actually it's for the best, because I was going to say, I want it to be like, if you see a butthole, it's like you just saw a pigeon. Like
if you see a butthole, say butthole.
If you see butthole, say butthole.
Is that our new podcast slogan?
Okay. Maysoon, I recently...
Good luck with that job, of
deep-rooting.
Deep-rooting me.
Maybe I don't need to.
You know, you don't need to because you're not, and it's a good combo.
Let's see what the listeners think. Listeners, should we get Maysoon onto the freaky pervert train? Give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Okay, Maysoon, I just got back from being at a residency for 1 month in beautiful Porto, Portugal.
Porto, Portugal.
Great pronunciation by neither of us. Okay, and I'm open for questions.
Okay, so you were there for a month. You had your own studio, and then you had your apartment. Were they in the same building? Give me the specific.
No, the whole thing was just one big warehouse, and my room was up in the top floor.
Did you get to close your door? Did you have some private, non-prudish moments where you could close your door?
Nothing against this place, okay? I loved it. It was very DIY. So okay. Could I close my door? No.
Oh, shit. Really? But you had a door.
I had a door, but it was kind of jacked up. So I would kind of like wedge it in.
You'd have to like lift, like shift it to the right and then push really hard or something.
Yeah, and then I would just put my backpack in front of it to keep it closed.
Damn.
This was basically like, okay, we want run a residency here at my studio I have here in Oakland.
Yeah,
real time and space. And, you know, it's just a bunch of artists saying, hey, another artist, come and take a studio and hang out. And so it was basically like that.
Oh, that's That's great.
Where I had a studio, my partner and I, as you know, Maysoon, we're thinking of moving to Portugal.
I know.
So this was going to be kind of a test run. That's why I was looking into it. Yeah. And anyhow, point is, Maysoon, it was very interesting. I made some puppets, but my project... My project that I proposed to them when I was, you know, seeing about it, yeah, was to find the old lesbians of Porto and talk to them and see what's up in the queer community there, and especially the elder queer community. Sure enough, I found three old lesbians.
Why the elder queer community in particular?
Because honestly, I was just thinking, I'm going to this place, everyone's going to be in their 20s, which was true.
Oh, because the residency.
Yeah, artists are young little babies. And I was like, I need to find the other old people like me. And I found three.
Did you put up one of those like paper signs with the little tabs that you pull on like the light poles around town?
I didn't put tabs on the bottom, but I did make flyers that website.
Can you describe the flyers to me, please?
Yeah, it just said in Portuguese and English, it said, "Where are the old queers? Tell me."
Did anyone write on them, or did you?
Somebody, I got a few emails.
Cool.
Most of the emails were from older guys. They were like some of them were kind of spamming me, being like, "Hey, here's this gay film festival I'm doing," and like, "Hey, here's this other stuff."
They didn't think you were like looking for sex or anything?
No. No, I did accidentally go to what I thought was an erotic art expo, but actually it was just an erotic expo. And
wow.
I saw people doing
all sorts of things,
all kinds of pole dancing.
Open sex happening?
Kind of. There was like a BDSM little demonstration where these two women were wrestling a man all naked. And the two women had the guy pinned down and they were just slapping his dick.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I'll post. I have a video I made about my research, God. At least the first half of my research. I'll put that down in the underworld.
Okay, so who were the queers that you met?
Well, I met three older lesbians, one of whom was a translator and had run a book club, a lesbian book club.
Oh.
But all this stuff was kind of private. You know, it wasn't like, nobody said like, "Oh yeah, we used to meet at this lesbian bar."
Yeah.
There were no lesbian bars. They were all gone.
There were some.
There used to be, yeah. Mm. And, you know, it's just like here, like the U.S. Having like a terrible deletion.
Retraction of lesbianism.
Lesbianism is still going strong.
That's not going anywhere.
But the lesbian bars are disappearing. I heard that there's only like 25 left in the whole United States. I think it's in the 20s is how many there are left. Okay, Maysoon, what you really want to know is, do we all need to move to Europe? And the answer to that is no.
Yes. But why?
I think we have a sickness.
Have a sickness?
Yeah, and we can't say Americans anymore. I hung out with so many Brazilians. Okay. Most of the people I met were actually from Brazil.
But they speak the same similar language. Same, similar.
They speak
same
Portuguese.
Language,
yeah.
With a different accent.
They speak Portuguese, but it's kind of a different dialect.
Okay.
But we aren't Americans because we are Americans, but so is everyone in the Americas. Like they call us Estados Unidos.
United Statesans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or staters.
Staters.
People were calling me a stater. And there was this article in the New York Times about Californians moving to Portugal and gentrifying the place and ruining it. So let's not.
I think in the month that you've been gone, I've heard of like three or four people going to Portugal for vacation.
Okay,
in
yeah,
the month
vacation
that you were
is
gone,
okay.
No, that just means that seems very unusual.
Yeah.
It just all of a sudden became on everyone's radar. Everyone's going to Portugal.
Yes, dude. Because everyone was like all cooped up, looking around.
But why Portugal? There's so many places to go.
It's very cheap. It's the cheapest place.
In Europe.
Yeah.
So people want to be in Europe, but they want to be somewhere cheap in Europe.
Yeah.
Portugal's pretty far from Ukraine, but
people just asking me like, "Oh yeah, as a stater, like, what do you think about the war?" Because you're like inundated with the U.S. media, mm-hmm, and like, you fucking fascist piece of imperialist scum.
Yes, yes, yes. I know. Thank you.
And but I don't know. For the most part, we're all on the same page about Putin being a piece of shit.
Yeah. I just mean, was there like a greater sense of it's like awareness around it?
I don't think so. Not more than the Bay Area. Like I saw just as many Ukrainian flags flying from people's windows as here. Yeah. You know, and like signs and businesses and shit like that.
Yeah. So what was your takeaway here of your 1 month in Portugal? We
really blow Europe out of proportion. Europe can eat a dick. Europe fucked up the whole rest of the fucking world. And then we carried on that torch tradition and kept on fucking it up. It needs to stop. We need to stop going anywhere. And
but doesn't then in that sense make sense for U.S. Americans to go to Europe?
I don't know. That's the thing, because like I have Portuguese ancestors, so I was kind of like, okay, if I move back here, it's kind of like taking back that.
You're going to the homeland.
Yeah, whatever, but I don't think it's such a good idea, guys. Let me read to you my last day of my...
Do you have a journal?
Yes, my last day.
Can I borrow that for a couple weeks?
No, you weirdo. I think the main thing I learned was to appreciate what I already have at home. There is so much going on there, and everything can feel new and exciting if you just have a mindset of curiosity.
Well, that's lovely. I think we should revisit that statement every once in a while.
And especially, like, just being able to find old queer people is so much easier here. Like, we're in the gayest fucking place in the world.
For sure.
Straight up. And so, you know, I think I really came to appreciate that a lot more. Can I tell you some of the other things that I missed while I was there? Taking a bath. I didn't have a bath. And a lot of apartments there straight up don't have baths. Like, if you're looking for a place to live, there's a lot of non-bathtub apartments. Normal food. Portuguese food.
Normal food. Uh-oh. What does that mean?
Like, I was really missing, like, Vietnamese food and Thai food and Mexican food.
Yeah.
Like, Portuguese food is, like, just stacks of meat.
And potatoes and, like...
sausage and, like... Oh, fish. God. Fish. Yeah, if you like fresh fish, you can really get some good fish there. But...
was there, like, fresh bread and...
yeah, the bread is okay, but goddamn. So, their pastries, besides the pastel de nata, which is, like, their famous egg tart...
yeah.
Like, they have fucked up a lot of French pastries. Like, their croissants are, like, brioche.
Oh, no.
What are you doing, Portugal? I'm really shitting on Portugal. I'm sorry. I met so many incredible people there.
They have a beautiful tile industry.
They do. The azulejos are the...
what is that now?
I think they stole that shit from Africa. I think a lot of the cool tiles, things about Portugal are from...
like Northern Africa?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. It's a very
similar... I mean, they didn't steal it. Like, they had migration.
Yeah.
Okay. Point is made soon. Another thing I missed, understanding things.
Because of the language barrier?
Yeah. My Portuguese got worse.
Because
it was
too much.
Little 22-year-olds were making fun of me so bad. All these little babies I was living with would make fun of my Portuguese. They make fun of my English.
Wait, what? Why?
Because they were just loving it. They were loving having this
weirdo. Did they like you? I mean, did you guys love each other? Yeah, or was it just like terrible?
No, I love them. Especially my one roommate who I was with the most.
You had a roommate in a room with the door that didn't close?
No, she was like in the next room.
Okay, good.
She was from Porto Alegre, Brazil.
Oh.
And was my best friend, and I love her.
Oh.
Okay. I also miss normal coffee because, you know, they drink like lots of espresso and shit. Being able to find things.
Like when you're out on the street and you're looking for a specific thing and you just know where to go.
Yes. Okay. I also missed American plants like coastal redwood trees. Also our normal.
What was the foliage like there?
Very pretty. I mean, they have lots of beautiful green space.
Do they have like leafy trees or are they more like piney? Do you know what I mean?
They got both, but they got leafy trees for sure.
Wow, you actually missed the trees. That's kind of sweet.
I really did, and I missed like Bay Area buses and trains where people don't stand in the fucking doorway.
What do you mean?
People just straight up like, you're trying to get off and people are standing in the doorway.
Oh.
Get out of the fucking doorway.
Were you like having to elbow people?
I would just be like, you know, I would be like, com licença, which means excuse me.
Okay. Did you glare at them while you said it?
No, I'd be like, I'm so sorry I'm here. Okay, I also miss breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
And I also kind of miss lots of different cultures coming together in a beautiful symphony.
You wrote that?
Yes.
That's so sweet.
And then I wrote Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, which is like, I really, maybe I over-idealized the U.S. a little bit. Okay.
Well, but you were probably missing it, too, so that's what happens.
Oh, God, I was missing it so bad. Yeah.
When did that start?
Like 2 weeks. I was there for like 2 weeks, and I was like, I miss my home.
Oh.
Okay.
You didn't even write about your pets on there.
Well, I did, but I just, I omitted that. I said all my people and animals were on my list. Okay, but here's the thing, Maysoon. Here's the real deal. This is what I will miss about Portal. I'm going to edit all this out.
No.
Okay, you can walk everywhere in 2 seconds. Like, I can walk from where I was to the ocean in like...
Oh, that's amazing.
Not very long. Also, stuff is really cheap there. Except it's funny because it's all relative. Like, obviously things are incredibly expensive here, but things are more cheaper in Portugal than anywhere else in Europe. But then all the people I was meeting from Brazil were like, shit is so expensive here. Also, feeling like you could never see everything because it's so dense in there. You just feel like, oh my God, there's like stuff everywhere.
Porto is so dense?
Yeah, even though it's not like New York
or
something.
Is it like high-rise buildings or what do you,
no,
are the streets
no,
narrow?
No, it's just like everything's really packed in with like little alleyways and little secret spots. I went to this.
There's no like open areas.
There's some big like plazas and stuff, but like, you know, there's all these little nooks and crannies and little gallery spaces and little freaky spaces and, you know, somebody's little installation. And there's also a lot of public spaces where you can just like lay down, like in the grass.
Love it.
Like, I feel like.
And there isn't like dog shit everywhere.
We need more of that. They also had, I went to this anarchist library where they had a dinner. They would cook dinner for you. You'd pay like €2, a great vegan dinner. And it was very communal. And you would do the dishes yourself and all this stuff. I feel like I went to a place like that in Portland. Maybe there's something like that in Oakland and I just don't know about it. Okay, and then here's a weird one. Thinking you're not the cause of the world's ills, even though you definitely are.
You're going to miss that about Porto?
I feel like that's a thing in Portugal because they were the empire. They were a ruling empire, but it was so long ago that now they're like, oh, well, you've got the U.S. and you've got, you know, Russia and China all fucking everything up.
Well,
and
it sounds
Britain.
Like they're actually pretty poor, maybe, right? Their economy isn't
And so they just don't feel like they're the baddies anymore.
They feel like they're the
but
underdogs.
Guys, you fucking started the transatlantic slave trade, so fucking take a look in the mirror.
Man, oh man, what a rundown.
Guys, you can't just move to Europe. I mean, you can. I mean, do whatever you want. Like, fuck yeah, abolish all borders. But, like, it's a weird place. It's not like here. It's different. Totally.
What about Ireland? Remember your whole trip a while back on moving to Ireland?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that either. I think that would be a little less of a... Also, like, I feel like social progress isn't as far along in Portugal.
Sure. Well, hence all the, like, no... I don't know. I feel like they're...
They have the strictest abortion laws in Europe. And it's nuts because Ireland is also a very Catholic country. So you can't blame that. But they just had fascism. Like, their fascist dictator... was there until 1975. So women couldn't vote until 1975.
I can't even imagine that. Ugh. I mean, I can't imagine that. But
I really
shitty.
Shit on Portugal. I loved Portugal. It was great. Great people there. They're doing cool art stuff. Like, you know, it's not a ton of people in Porto, but they're like scrapping. I really appreciated the DIY spirit of just like, we're having a fucking performance. It's going to be by the river. Like, come on by.
Yeah.
You know, like shit like that. And
are there any like museums? Are there any like older
tons.
Or more?
One of the big ones is called like Serralvish, which is like it used to be some rich guy's estate and then they turned it into a contemporary art museum. They had a huge Ai Weiwei project there where he went to the rainforest and like fucking made a casting of this gigantic dead tree and then remade it there on the that has this big beautiful park that's part of it and with cows. I got to hang out with cows.
What kind of cows do they have there?
Sheep, donkeys. Okay, Maysoon.
It sounds like you're really ready to be back.
I loved all the people there and I just praise them and they know who they are.
all the Brazilians.
Yeah. And a lot of the Portuguese. I met some very cute young Portuguese cuties.
The three lesbians you met, I'm sure you loved.
Yes. All the lesbians, all the queer people, all the trans and non-binary people holding it down. And the allies.
That's got to be hard, though.
Yeah.
Out there where it seems like
although
it's
I was there for Pride, and the Porto Pride was pretty fucking cool. It was way more of a like a protest. Like, there weren't floats or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It was just people with signs marching and chanting, and then people would, like, hang out the windows and be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, like, that was really cool. But it was so young. Everyone was so young. There was hardly anybody older than, like, in their 30s. 20s. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were there any anti-protests?
Nobody. I didn't see one counter protester thing. That and then it ended in this at this big square, and there was like music and dancing and rocking out.
Sounds like you're happy to be back.
Yep. People, don't go. Don't go to residencies, honestly.
You know, I know someone who went on to a residency in Barcelona right before the pandemic started, got stuck there,
ooh,
extended their stay, got married. And lives there now.
Whoa, that's a whole turn
over
of events.
Over like this whole two-year period time.
Isn't that kind of wild, the things that, like, that really changed the trajectory of that artist's life, just taking that residency.
Yep.
They could have not done it.
Yeah.
And their life would be completely different now. Just They'd with the flap here. Of a butterfly's wings. That's the end of moving. I was going to move, now I'm not going to, and nobody else can either. Okay. People are still asking about how to fucking keep dog and cat hair out of their work, and I feel like we've been pretty clear about that.
Are you kidding
me? You have to fucking put up a Dexter-style clean room. Okay? That's how you take care of... This is the most common question we get.
Remember the lesbian who wanted to know how she knew if other people liked her? Other lesbians liked
her?
Oh,
lesbian... Okay, the lesbian secrets of knowing if a lesbian likes you. There's a lot of calculus to this, Mason.
Right. You said you called it the lesbian calculus, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like, that's the term.
Oh, yeah. There's
I've never
a
heard
lot.
Of this before. So can you let us in on this?
What might a lesbian do? The real truth is they're going to want to see your star chart. They're going to want to get your birth chart, know where you were born, when you were born.
Because the next thing is, like, do we move in together? And that you have to know if you're compatible.
Well,
so the
I mean,
star
okay.
chart is the most important
yeah,
thing.
I mean, the whole moving in together is kind of a stereotype.
Kind of.
That actually is a stereotype of Portuguese lesbians, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't have U-Haul as a company there, but they say moving truck. Yeah.
Okay, what if you're a lesbian at a party?
Okay, yeah.
And you want to go home with someone.
Oh, my God. Have you done that?
Well, no.
Neither have I.
Okay. I don't know. I've been watching way too much TV. Everyone's doing it.
This is the thing, Maysoon. Even though I'm talking about...
How do you know?
Yeah. Even though I'm talking about buttholes so freely, I'm really haven't been that slutty in my life.
We're just going to try it out.
I wish I was, though.
I know. It's like me saying I wish I did drugs.
We're still getting our groove back. When my birthday comes, we're all becoming sluts.
I just want to do drugs.
I'm deep in that.
I never did drugs as a kid. Okay. Because my family life was intense, and I always felt like I had to be the control,
yeah.
the rock.
You have to be the stable one.
I have to be the stable one. So I feel like I really, you know, I smoked a little bit of weed, but that was whatever, not, you know, it wasn't into it. But I feel like I missed out on, like, acid. I missed out on
you
mushrooms.
You gotta do LSD.
I didn't do shrooms ever.
You gotta do mushrooms.
See, I just kind of feel like I should have. I'm bummed because I want to know what that is.
You probably should do ecstasy.
Oh, yeah, I never did ecstasy.
You probably, as a dancer, I think it's pretty important for you to do ecstasy.
Where would I do ecstasy?
Now, keep in mind that what we're doing.
I want to go to raves again.
What we're doing in this show is we are doing satire, parody, and an art project, which are all legally protected speech that cannot be considered a threat or prosecutable.
Yes, and also, neither Kate nor I are speaking as representatives of any institution or organization where we may work or volunteer.
Representatives. Look here, Maysoon. I got dosed by a guy. Me and my friend got dosed on LSD by a guy. We knew we were taking acid, but we didn't realize how much he gave us, and he just gave it to us. And sure enough, I was tripping for 18 hours.
See, that's
I was having the most intense visual hallucinations of my life.
Can you explain one? Like
people's face looked like that guy from the 90s or whatever, where his face was a moon. You know, and like it seemed like everything was kind of two-dimensional and like opening up like an advent calendar, and then things were popping out. How do we start talking about this? Oh, I was saying we were going to become sluts, and you just want to be like,
I just want to do drugs.
You want to be a drug slut.
I'm not doing drug sluts.
You're a drug slut, and that's fine. Okay, well, anyhow, how do you know if a lesbian likes you? I don't fucking know. I have no fucking idea.
What if you're like a shy lesbian? What are you supposed to do out there in the world?
Get on the internet. This is what I learned from the old lesbians in Portugal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of internet lesbians. There were some lesbians that met each other on Tumblr writing fan fiction about American TV shows.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Maysoon, I went to the Asian Museum on the free day they have, and I saw the Carlos Villa show. Mail Order Brides has a piece in there about, it's about breakfast. It's about like traditional breakfast in the Philippines. But there's like all these like fucking severed ears and like guts and intestinal
Really intense.
And they're,
what does that mean? What are they referring? What are they referencing?
Just freaky breakfast, because they're like, their characters are often monsters, right? So it's like the three women that are always like being little creeps.
They definitely are being little
creeps.
And so
there's also video of them like, you know, putting together a breakfast. They've got these aprons where there's like a million eggs in these little individual pockets.
Don't you love those aprons?
Everything is like perfect. They look like they're in like, I don't even know what, like Wes Anderson from hell.
I know. It's so good.
And these little outfits where they have like egg hats. And you know, I think always their work is about, you know, the perfect woman. But then taking that to like the nightmarish kind
the
of extreme. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a sister show with the show at the SFAC Gallery, which is just right down the way. If you go past City Hall, you'll be right there at the Veterans Building.
At the Veterans Building. Really close.
Okay, Maysoon. I also went to Adobe Books.
Oh, man, you were in the neighborhood.
Yeah, dude, that's how I was like buying all these t-shirts.
Oh, today. Yeah, today.
Okay, so I saw a show called Instigators, a solo exhibition by Joe, J-O-E, and that is at the Adobe Backroom Gallery, and it's going to be up until July 24th, and I saw this one piece in particular that I really loved. Okay, it was acrylic and ink on canvas, and it is called Girl Riding Croc, okay?
Is that a croc shoe? I hope so.
No, that's funny, though. but it is like this demonic woman, okay, this woman figure who's like all pointy and with like pointy claws and shit, and she's fucking impaled a dude's head, okay, on a fucking spike on like a blade, but then the blade is the tail of a serpent or something, a lizard creature, who is fucking going down on this bitch. She is getting eaten out by the serpent.
Damn.
And I looked into this artist, and they
where's the head from? We don't see the body of the head.
I don't know. It's like fucking Holofernes or whatever. And
she's like, I know what's up.
Yeah, all the work was really wild like that, with like demons. There was also this big kind of...
Oh, is it tiny?
No, it's pretty big. I think it was like...
It looks like a little...
No, it was like probably maybe 16 by 20 or something. You know, medium size works, domestic size works, as they say in the biz.
It's pretty incredible.
Wow,
Maysoon
loves it. Wow.
It's just so weird.
I give this show an absolute 10 out of 10. Oh. All the work was really intense. Look at this freaky thing. They had like this big cape costume with hands. Looks like it's airbrushed or something.
Wow.
And it was just, I was just there looking for lesbian books to understand the lesbians. I'm really in my next year.
What's up with your lesbians right now?
In my next year of life, I'm really seeking to understand lesbians.
Okay. I support you.
So So I was looking for lesbian books. I wander into that gallery and I'm like, damn, this show is rocking my world.
Yeah.
Great job to Joe.
I want to find this article that I read that talks about all the different women's and lesbian bookstores that were in the Bay Area. I feel like you
and how we can open a new one.
I remember.
Well, but here's the thing about lesbians, Maysoon. Are we kind of over lesbians, actually? Because isn't like the gay lesbian thing kind of locked into the gender binary?
I mean, maybe.
I think we're kind of a little bit over lesbians. But then there's also like non-binary people that identify as lesbians. So I don't know. It's still like come jumping into the 21st century.
I'll do whatever anyone wants.
Okay, hot.
Well, no, I don't mean, I just mean like,
Okay, Maysoon, let's really get down to...
No, we're done.
No, we got at least another hour of recording.
No, I can't.
Maysoon, here's the deal. San Francisco Art Book Fair is coming up at Minnesota Street Project.
That's right.
This fucking weekend.
It's this weekend.
It's going to be Thursday, 6 to 10, Friday, 11.
COVID hell.
Maysoon. People, get your snork mask out. Your gloves, your whole thing. They got this BA5.
Remember how hot it is in there?
Guys, they got BA5. They got monkeypox out now, people. Be watching out for that because if
you
have symptoms, you can go get the vaccine.
What are the symptoms?
I think fever, fatigue, like all that stuff. And then also blisters. You get blisters on your hands. Look at it. Ooh. I'll put a link in the underworld to the California.
No, don't.
Why? I'm putting a link in the underworld to the California Health Department. To the California Health Department.
Okay.
So you can find out where you can get a vaccine because there are vaccines for it. Please, please be safe out there. Okay, then the Arts Book Fair is also going to be open Saturday, July 16th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, July 17th from 11 to 5. And there's so much programming, guys. You got to look at what's going on. I know Premier Junior is going to be talking. There's going to be
When are they going to be there?
I don't know. I'll put a link in the underworld to the whole schedule for that. There's going to be a performance at 500 Cap Street. Chris Brown and Johanna Potig are doing a thing called Proto Domestics Experimenting with the Everyday. Okay?
Is there going to be a piano involved? Chris is such a great piano or musician.
Okay, I don't know, but it's
going to
be Friday, July 29th and Saturday, July
30th. Oh, that's not the book fair.
No, this is a separate thing at Cap Street. I did say that. Performance starts at 7 p.m. and it is going to be a 1 hour and 15 minute duration. SF Camera Work, don't miss it. You did miss it because it was on July 9th.
The Wattis has a screening coming up on Thursday, July 21st of Agnes Varda films.
Oh, Agnes Varda. I think actually 2023 is going to be the year of Agnes Varda.
I feel like there have already been years of her.
Well,
maybe there's more coming.
Do you think it's done now?
No, I don't think it's done. I haven't
enough
time
never mind.
Her films.
Just forget what I said then.
No.
Look, I correctly predicted that this year's sauce was going to be buffalo sauce, and I was absolutely correct. I think next year is Agnes Varda year.
All right.
This weekend on Saturday, July 16th, there is going to be Craig Calderwood is doing a walkthrough of her show at Mills at 2 p.m. I'm pretty sure.
I want to go to that.
You have to go. If you
really
haven't had a chance
to
go to the opening, this is a great chance to see the show and hear the artists talk about the incredible work there.
Is the 16th a Sunday?
And honestly, people, I will be there. It is a Saturday, as I just said.
Don't get mad.
You got to get over there. Is Christy Chan also doing a talk?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if she's doing a talk, but I think she's also
her
one of the
work
API
is
residents.
Up. Yeah. So get out there to the Mills Museum. Make an appointment to go swimming. You can go out in the hot tub. Let us know what's going on with you. Send us your questions. congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. We're getting back in the saddle here, folks. We are just desperately trying to do anything anymore.
We're recording in person again. That's a pretty good sign. That means we could almost start interviewing a person again.
Oh, Maysoon, can we? Do you think we could have a person come in here? Look, guys, you're lucky we're still alive. So just go ahead and you can thank us from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations
Pine Tree.
Correct.